This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love comes a tumbling down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless.
Oh yeah, a little Jerry Lee Lewis. Thank you, Ed. That's a good one to start off Memorial Day weekend, I think. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with Ed, Big Ed Davis, as we call him, we thank you for joining us. It is Friday, May 28th. Indeed. Let the Memorial Day weekend begin. We will be talking in a few minutes with Wen Fa of the Pacific Legal Foundation. We're going to talk about the Golden State Exodus, why people are fleeing California, and what can be done about it, if anything. So stay tuned for that. And as the spotlight on the cause of the COVID-19 virus turns to the Chinese government, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going after the Miami Herald about their coverage of the way he's handling the virus game plan. We're going to talk about that, along with some other things with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceraci. Stay tuned for that a little later in the show. And now some liberal journalists are worried about the soaring crime rate across our country, not so much because of people getting hurt, but will it imperil Democrats next year in the election? We're going to take a look at that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, I think this is really an interesting one. We have the top 10 greatest action movie heroines. Action movie heroines. Ed will try and select number one. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop, which is located in the Overcast Plaza in Dunedin. I think it's the best haircutting salon in Tampa Bay for guys. You have to call for your appointment. It's 727-733-3773. Have you gotten your Memorial Day weekend haircut yet? There is still time because they're open today and tomorrow. So call for it. It's in Dunedin in the Overcast Plaza. All right. So all of a sudden, all these people that said that this virus may have come from a lab, the ones that were being shouted down by the media, are becoming, I told you so? There's another term that you use. Let's put it this way. All those that were pointing the fingers at them are now eating a nice, healthy dish of Black Crow, because this is where it looks like it came from. Former State Department official David Asher said yesterday a government probe last year into the virus origin found practically no evidence it came from nature. Practically no evidence it came from nature. He said, we were finding that despite the claim of our scientific community, including, by the way, the National Institute of Health and Dr. Fauci's organization, there was almost no evidence that supported a natural evolution. In other words, it was created in a lab. It was leaked from a lab.
Can I ask you a question?
No, I'm in the middle of an oratory. Yes, of course you can.
Because I'll forget.
What?
One of the things that Biden put into effect when he became interim president was that people can no longer say China virus. Is he going to turn that around now, back to now that he even admits it could be coming from China?
Why are you threatening me with a fly swatter?
Oh, well, I've got this fly in here that for the last 2 days...
They're not allowed during my show.
He's been terrorizing me, so I'm going to get him.
Oh, my goodness. He might be a virus, a genetically altered fly.
It's a Wuhan fly.
So yeah.
Remember, we can't say China
can't
virus.
Say the China, well, remember that we were being racist for shutting China when Trump shut down anybody coming from China into our country. He was racist. All of a sudden, even the media, I think we even have a story later, is admitting that maybe Trump was right about all of this. Holy Toledo. And look at Fauci. How can he have any credibility anymore? The guy is tied in with the Wuhan lab. It's crazy. So here's this guy saying, he's a former State Department official, David Asher, and he's admitting that they could find nothing that supported anything natural about this virus. This is what scares me. Why in the hell is China even doing things with a virus? What is the point of that? Why are you tampering with a virus? I can't think of anything good if you're working with a virus. I can't think of anything good. You're enhancing a virus in a lab. It sounds to me like you don't have any problem, God forbid, with releasing something like that intentionally. That is what is in the back of a lot of people's minds right now. And here's Biden and his son playing footsie with China all these years. So are you going to buy into whatever Biden says about his concern and about his follow-up? He was asked, I think, yesterday, if it turns out that China is directly involved in cover-up and it came from the lab, what's he going to do about it? And he dodged that one. I'm not going to say anything until we see what happens in our review. That's a dodge. And I understand that you have to look at everything. So I won't fault him for that. But do you think he's going to do anything? Do you think really that Biden is going to... And do you think that China is afraid of Biden? I don't think so. I really don't. In the meantime, we've got the media now. All of a sudden, they've turned 180 degrees on this whole China virus thing. All of a sudden... Now they're bringing it up. And all the people who they called conspiratorial and wearing the tinfoil hats, remember all of that stuff? All of a sudden, they're legitimate. And it's kind of like a domino effect, I think. If we now believe that Trump was right on this, don't you think that people will give Trump a second chance on other issues that they laughed at him about? For the things that like the economy and like cutting back on regulations and like reducing taxes, across the board reducing taxes. I think people are, they will finally wake up. It's like a huge boat that all of a sudden needs to go the other way. It takes a long time, but eventually it turns. And I think maybe that's the way it is with people, And they'll look back on Trump and they'll say, son of a gun, the guy was right. The guy had a sense. He might not have displayed it, in the way that a lot of people, in a polished way, but he had a sense of what he was doing and a sense of where we were going and the sense of the right direction. So we'll see. I think this whole thing is fascinating. I think it's dangerous. Because I'm so worried about what China is really going to do. They're covering it up, They're not going to allow anybody to get in there. We know that. Do you think if they know that it came from a lab, that they're going to allow the world to know? Well, the world is going to know despite what China wants to do or not do. So we'll,
You got to remember during the whole pandemic, the countries like us had hundreds of thousands of deaths. And new cases, millions of new cases. And the whole time of the pandemic, they had 8,000.
Yeah, that's another thing. You couldn't buy or trust one thing about the Chinese government. I mean, you cannot trust them. I think they are treacherous. They are treacherous. They're treacherous to their own people. They're treacherous. What's that that culture that they're... That group of people that they're basically wiping out,
Is it Buddhism or something like that?
There is a group. Yeah, I mean, they're literally, it's like a Holocaust over them. Anyway, Anyway, we're going to switch gears. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Wen Fa of the Pacific Legal Foundation to talk about the Golden State Exodus.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Yeah, hello everybody. We have a great new show coming up for you on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The show is called The Sounds Around Town. It will feature independent artists from our community. We will interview them and give them a chance to play their music on the radio. We will also feature some of the greats who already live in our community. So check us out every Thursday, The Sounds Around the Town, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Cantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, FM 106.1.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. I guess Friday's part of Memorial Day weekend, even in the morning, right? Everybody's probably jumping into their cars. I can imagine what it's going to be like out there. It's like there's a freedom this Memorial weekend that we have not enjoyed for a couple of years. So I'm guessing that our interstate's going to be very crowded. We already know, Ed, that the airport's going to be, I suspect, are going to be packed, right?
Judging by my traffic reports this morning, it appears a lot of people are making this a four-day weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they're not
sure
going
they
to
are.
Work. Now, later today, the interstate out of town might be a little tricky.
Yeah.
And, then, of course, don't forget the waterways.
But, you know, it's kind of good to it's kind of good, isn't it, that people are out
yeah.
and about again?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
a good feeling. It really is. All right. So, speaking about leaving to go somewhere, what's going on with the Golden State Exodus? People leaving California like they do. Wen Fa, an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, joins us. He penned a piece with Anastasia Bowden in The Hill talking about how California needs a course correction. He says the exodus from California did not happen by chance. It is the foreseeable result of bad laws. When, what did you mean by that, the foreseeable result of bad laws?
Well, what I think my colleague Anastasia and I meant in that op-ed was that California is a beautiful state. It was a state of opportunity. We see many technological companies based here. But unfortunately, in recent years, we've seen many technological companies and other companies leaving the state as well. And I think the reasons for that are relatively predictable. You have high barriers to employment. You have a lack of school choice. You have regulatory barriers to individual opportunity. And I think those are the things that has led to this exodus away from this beautiful state of California.
I mean, it is a place that years ago people dreamed about going to, and many people moved out there. You can look at the history, for instance, of the movie industry and how they moved out there, and the climate being so good and dry weather and all of that kind of thing, and the beauty of the mountains. They had everything. And yet people are leaving, and they're going to lose, possibly, I guess they are going to lose a congressional seat. How do politicians out there screw up such a great thing?
Well, I think what they've done is they've thought that they can control individuals better than individuals. But you know, I think in a marketplace that is based on capitalism, that is based on individual liberty, that is based on a limited government that is limited to the role of protecting individual rights, we should have people out there making mutually agreeable transactions, becoming entrepreneurs. But California has said that's a bad thing, and they've restricted the ability of people to engage in mutually agreeable transactions by restricting how companies, for example, like Uber and Lyft operate in the state. But, you know, I think there's a great opportunity for California to roll back those regulations, to do so in a way that we believe complies with the Constitution, because the Constitution protects individual liberty, and economic liberty is a part of individual liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will be a huge boon for the state.
What about Gavin Newsom, the governor? I mean, is he going to deregulate, do you think? Would he be in favor of school choice? You know he's not. And he's tied in with the unions and the kind of the liberal side of the equation and those constituencies. I mean, do you really think there's going to be change?
Look, I think the problem goes beyond just one person. I think this is a battle of ideas, and I think the idea of individual liberty will win in the end. When we talk about school choice, for example, we have stories of children who are stuck in failing schools. We have stories of children who have not learned, who have suffered, you know, great emotional burdens on their emotional health this past year because of remote learning. So I think this is something, actually, the situation in California has gotten so bad that we can build, you know, previously unknown alliances between, you know, people who believe in individual liberty, you know, people on the other side who I think will really come around to this idea of individual liberty and protecting individual rights after they've seen what has happened over the past year and the effect that that has had on parents and children across the state of California.
We're talking with Wen Fa, a very optimistic man, an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, who penned a piece with a colleague, Anastasia Bowden, about California needing a course correction. Among the things that you discuss in your article, Wen, is the repeal of Assembly Bill 5, which reclassified many, many independent contractors and turned them into employees. First of all, why would the state want to reclassify independent contractors and turn them into employees? And why would that be a bad thing for the state?
Well, so the state's purported justification was that they felt like the independent contractors were being exploited, in the words of the bill sponsors, and so that they wanted them to be employees so that they can be given all sorts of benefits that come with being an employee, state-mandated benefits, and, you know, and the companies would have to comply with the state's regulatory burdens as it pertains to the employer and employee relationship. But I think what the state is missing in doing so is the flexibility of these jobs as independent contractors is actually what draws a lot of drivers to Uber and Lyft in the first place. And that's why 4 out of 5 drivers for Uber and Lyft actually opposed their reclassification of them as employees. And I think the practical effect would have been, had this not been repealed with respect to Uber and Lyft, the reclassification would have driven up the price this independent contracting relationship. It would have probably caused Uber and Lyft to either lay off some of the workers or not contract with some of the workers, or it would have caused them to raise their prices, or it would have caused them to leave the state, and maybe a combination of the three. In some degree. So I think this would have been really bad for the right of entrepreneurs, for the right of people, workers, to be flexible in their workplace. And, you know, I think it's a good thing that the voters overwhelmingly rejected this.
Yeah. Along with that, you also talk about making it easier for people to get work there, that California runs the most onerous licensing regime in the country. Is that true?
That's right. California makes it hard for people to do things like, you know, not just like cut hair, you know, trim trees. There are dozens and dozens of very onerous licensing regimes in California. I think one of the most egregious examples is when, you know, California, there have been really bad wildfires here, and they get people from who have been incarcerated to help fight some of those white wildfires. But when those people have served their time and are released, they are prohibited by law from doing the exact same jobs that they did when they were still incarcerated. I think that's wrong. I think that prevents people from getting a second chance. It increases the chances that they will reoffend, and that's bad for everybody. And, you know, I think that's just one example of the effects of California's onerous burdens on the right to earn a living.
Yeah. You know, another thing that comes with all of those licensing things, payoffs. Speaking from some experience coming from a state where I've seen it, payoffs. People getting stuck and paying off licensing people, you know, under the table to get the approval. You know what I mean? It's just one other issue. Also, you have mentioned school choice, and you said nothing does more damage than the policies that teachers' unions are following. What about that?
Well, you know, I think over the past year, the unions have been a large proponent of keeping kids, you know, in this remote learning format and not returning students back to school. And even, you know, this year when a majority of teachers were first in line to be vaccinated, they took the same position. But, you know, I don't want to harp on the unions too much because, after all, it is the government itself implementing these positions with respect to schools. And, you know, frankly, if there are teachers who want to teach remotely, they should be able to do so as long as the students in that school also want to learn remotely,
mm-hmm.
And the parents
yeah.
want their kids to learn remote. But the problem is there are kids who desperately need to go back to school. They desperately need in-person learning, and those people should have the choice to go to schools that offer in-person learning.
Mm-hmm. So when, kind of in summing up, do we need to kind of put in a whole new group of politicians? I mean, does the General Assembly in California, the legislature there in Sacramento, need to be wiped clean and bring in conservative thought, free thinkers, get a Republican conservative governor? I mean, what will it take, really? You know, if you continue to do the same thing with the same people, you get the same results.
Well, look, politics is politics, but, you know, I think our main focus is this battle of ideas. We actually think the Constitution demands a focus on individual liberty. The Constitution limits the government to its proper role of protecting individual rights. And when the government oversteps its role in doing that, you know, we have organizations like Pacific Legal Foundation, my organization. We represent our clients free of charge in courts across the United States with 12 wins before the Supreme Court of the United States to fight for their individual
rights. You do indeed. I should mention that you indeed do fight for business people and individual rights. You've got a great history of doing it. You really do. It is a pleasure, Wen, to have had you, as usual, and bringing up a very important subject. We all want to see California kind of pick itself back up again. Thank you so much. Have a great Memorial Weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Wen Fah. All righty. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis, he is attacked by 60 Minutes, the Miami Herald, for all kinds of things. The Herald now going after him for the way he's handling the COVID virus here in the state of Florida. Why? He's doing a heck of a job, we think. Anyway, we will get some thoughts about this and other things from the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceraci.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tan Talk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. On the eve or on the start of a Memorial Day weekend, I'm always delighted to have the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, when Memorial weekends and 4th of July's and Christmases and all that kind of, when they show up for a barber, does that mean more people come in beforehand to get a haircut?
Not anymore, Paul. You know, Easter used to be the busiest day in a barbershop.
Easter?
Or the busiest weekend, Easter. Everybody, when we were young, we got haircuts, new shoes, and an Easter outfit. Everybody
did. Oh, that's true. You're right.
They don't do that no more, Paul.
They don't. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Not a big thing anymore. People kind of... Wait till Memorial weekend. People forget what it's about.
That's exactly right.
There's nothing happy about Memorial Day.
No, you're right. And
for the people that lost their lives for the freedom that these morons want to give away.
I'm glad you brought that up. I must admit, I haven't given it much thought, you know, as I've been thinking about Memorial weekend. But that's exactly right. It's like with Christmas. Christmas represented the birth of a child that all of a sudden, you know, all these people believe in, and et cetera. But we have forgotten the true reason we celebrate it. And same thing, you're right about Memorial Weekend. We all think about picnics and getting away, and forgetting about all of these people that sacrificed their lives.
That's right, Paul. A lot of people in this country are forgetting a lot of things. They forgot the true meaning of Christmas. The meaning of Christmas today is, what's the bottom line in the stores? Memorial Day is, how much watermelon, vodka, and hot dogs can we eat?
Yes.
The 4th of July, let's have fireworks. Let's party. Let's forget what it's about, Paul. And you know what? That's why we're losing our freedoms in this country, because people are forgetting what these days are about.
I think you're exactly right. I wonder if we'll ever return to that. I guess you can't go, they say you can't go home again. You'll never exactly experience or have that feeling, you know, that warm feeling about the celebration. You remember the Memorial Day parades?
Oh, Paul,
and the veterans, you know, the veterans from World War II and things like that.
The streets.
Walking down the street.
Of course, you felt proud.
You did.
You know, Paul, that's the one thing that's gone today with this moron Biden we got as a president. Trump made us proud to be Americans again, Paul. People were proud again. They felt proud. They felt winning. They felt how good it was. Now you got this mamaluke in there, and we don't know what's going on. You got these idiots in New York. We can maybe indict Trump now. We can do that. You know what? These people are so freaking stupid. They need to indict Biden and his son and let the criminals walk free. And the one person trying to help this country and show what the meaning of this country was about, they put down, Paul. That's how you know Satan's got a hold of this country.
I don't know if you heard us earlier in the show, Andrew. We were saying how, in a way, especially starting perhaps with the acknowledgement that Trump might have been right about where this virus started and shutting down travel from China and all of the things that he did. Now people are starting to say, you know what, even the media is starting to admit that Trump was probably correct in how he handled it and about the Wuhan lab. And that, and kind of like in a domino effect, if Trump was right about that, maybe he was right about deregulation. You know, maybe he was right about the lowering of the taxes. I'm thinking
maybe.
I know, but I'm saying people that didn't give him the benefit of the doubt originally are thinking that. You know what I mean?
They didn't give him the benefit of the doubt. When they pull up to the gas pump now, they don't doubt it at all.
No, you're right.
Okay, when they pay $5 for a pound of hamburger, they don't doubt it. When corn on the cob is $1.50 for 2 years, they might not think about it, huh, Paul?
That's right. And everybody, right. It's always the little guy that's going to suffer it the most. The rich people can afford it. It's the little guy. And here's Biden talking about how he represents the little guy. He doesn't represent the little guy. He represents himself.
Well, you know, yesterday I was listening to The Voice of No Reason. I have to listen to it just to hear certain things.
The Voice of No Reason.
All I heard was, oh, we're going to get indictments in New York on Trump, and Trump did this. And let me tell you something. The only indictments that are going to come down is with Joe Biden, his son, and Hillary Clinton, and the whole Democrat Party when this goes down, Paul. Because you know why? The truth always comes out in the end, Paul.
I think you're right.
It will. And you know what? I'm going to be the first one to tell the Voice of No Reason you were wrong.
The Voice of No Reason. I have been on their show a couple of times. I like Ed and Joe, Ed Golly and Joe Reinhardt. I must say, they're very, very nice people. They may be a little bit, what's the word, misguided.
Whoa.
They're misguided. But these people that are waiting for some sort of, Trump, some sort of, you know, he's gonna get his. I think they're going to be very frustrated.
It's not their fault. They have that the disease is still lingering around. It's called Trumpophobia.
Yeah.
And they can't stop talking about it.
They can't stop. I mean, they got to beat on somebody, you know? Yeah. It's like
they need to beat on themselves. They need to beat their own heads against the wall and knock some sense into themselves.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You all people in many cases always look for, they call it a straw man, somebody to blame for everything. So that they don't have to really deal with the real truth, the real consequences, you know, their own guilt or whatever. So they look
for
somebody else.
Them, Paul, I call them losers.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got, I wanted to talk about Ron DeSantis real quickly with you too. Ron DeSantis and his office has kind of gone after the Miami Herald, which continues to try to make him look bad with this virus and the way he handled it. And we know how 60 Minutes tried to deal with Ron DeSantis in a piece that they cut and spliced to make him look bad. But he's doing very, very well. He's enjoying tremendous popularity despite the way the media treats him. And this state, of all the states, I think Florida, maybe Texas, have come out looking the best during this period.
Do yourself a favor right now. You tell Mr. Ed sitting next to you to pull me up on Facebook, and you will see. Tell him to go to my posts, and you will see Ron DeSantis's resume. It was posted last night. Read it.
Oh.
And tell him you pull it up right now. The rest of the time on this station, you read that thing. And you heat it, believe me. And I want to see Charlie Crist or anybody else beat this resume because I didn't even know how well it is.
The guy served in the military. He's.
You need to read the whole thing.
The thing, right?
Medals, everything.
Wow.
Education, it's all there.
Where do we go? Where do we go again?
Tell Paul, tell Ed to go onto my Facebook right now and go to my.
Okay, Ed nodded. He knows how to do that.
You go there and believe me. You read that ball over the radio right now, and let me tell you something. You will have more respect for that man than anybody you know in this country right now.
Yeah. In other words, what you're saying is he's a true patriot.
You got no idea, Paul. You really need to read this, and you need to read it on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't need to read it. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, we're back.
No, Red, you need to read it. Because just the bits and pieces I tell you does not even compare to what is in it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Memorial Day, you know, I have respect for the people that lost their lives to give us our freedom. But, you know, I'm almost ready to raise my flag at half-mast upside down in front of my house, Paul, for respect for these people that lost their lives, because this country is in distress right now. It's in turmoil. These people are turning in their graves.
I wonder, again, you know, as people start to see what's going on, you know, it's funny how the pendulum swings back and forth, right? It swings one way, and then it goes the other way. And right now, I think you're right. I think it's swinging in the wrong direction in many situations.
But the total wrong direction, Paul.
Yeah.
And these people, I just don't believe how stupid people can be. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He's really upset with his daughter. She's got one child from one father, a child from another guy that she's living with. He goes, Andrew, he goes, would you believe that she's pregnant again? And I told him, well, why don't you guys get married this time? You know what she says? We'll lose our government benefit.
Wow.
I looked right at him and I said, she's going to have three kids getting $300 apiece, Jim. She's going to be taking home more money than you do working your rear end off cutting lawns all weekend.
Yeah.
Why? They didn't hear of birth control? No, the more they have, the more they're going to get, Paul. This is the new society. It's disgusting.
Well, this is something we've talked about forever, about government involvement, which is none of their constitutional business, the federal government in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if go ahead. Go ahead.
They want to go after people that are maybe cheating on their taxes. This, let me tell you something. Why don't you pull a party together to go to these people's houses and see how many kids they got and see if the boyfriend is living with them while you're paying for everything?
Of course.
That's what you need to do. You want to save money, you're going to save more money than the money that people are cheating on their taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever the government starts handing out money, the waste, the fraud, and all of the stuff that goes along with it. I once had a doctor friend that said he loved the way Mexico handled the welfare system there. I said, really? What kind of a welfare system do they have in Mexico? He said, they have no welfare system. This was years ago.
You know, Paul, you know how they're saying Trump was right about the Hunan virus, and he was right about the employment and the finances. I'll tell you what, he's right about China, too. He's right about China building those islands in the South China Sea as military bases, okay? And why do you think they're studying these viruses, Paul? China thinks they're going to take over this world. Well, I got news for you. China's going to fall.
You think so?
Well, they're going to have the whole world against them.
Well, right now, I think they're beginning to have the whole world turn on them. I don't know. I don't.
You know what?
But it might be an incentive.
Shut China down. Everybody start manufacturing their own products, and the hell with China.
Right. Right. You know,
where it counts, in the pocket.
They're a dangerous country. If they feel that other people are turning on them, and if they really are involved in working to, however you want to use it,
biological weaponry.
Yeah, biological weaponry. If they really do
it,
that's a very scary scenario, you know? Very scary.
Paul, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them.
Right.
And you got Biden sleeping with them.
Yep.
I think his son's having sex with them all. Are you kidding me or what?
Okay.
Did Ed find that resume yet or not?
I don't know. Ed?
I got it right here, but this is only an hour show. You know?
Yeah, come on. It takes 2 minutes to read it.
Is there, Ed, do you want to, or do you think, nah,
ahead. It is lengthy. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know where to start and stop. I think the point is that people should have an opportunity to look at that resume. I guess it's not necessarily available online.
I mean, it's at least 5 minutes.
I want to send it to Charlie Crist.
Crist doesn't read.
Charlie, good old Charlie. Well, you know what? That'll be an interesting situation. Is he going to run for governor? I guess he
is,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. They said Nikki Refried Bean is 22 points behind him. So I'd love to see. You know what? I want to see Ron make hamburger out of Charlie Crist. Because you know what? His due diligence is coming.
I don't even think Democrats are all that excited about Charlie Crist. So
nobody's excited about him.
Yeah. I think that would be kind of a one-sided event. I want you to have
Paul, I want everybody to realize what Memorial Day is in this country this year, because we need to know what it is, and we need to have more respect in this country for what it's been through, and not what people are saying it did.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought up that whole thing about the true reason for celebrating Memorial Day. Thank you so much, Andrew, and I'm looking forward to, we're going to be off on Monday, Memorial Day, but Tuesday.
You got it, my friend. You have a great Memorial Day, too, man, and remember what it's about.
We will. Thank you, sir.
All right, my friend. Be good.
All right. You know, he makes a wonderful point. I myself was guilty of not really, you know, I should have looked for some stories about some of the things, but the true heroes of our country. The true heroes of our country. All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, among other things, we're going to tell you the top 10 greatest action movie heroines.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. And by the way, we are here Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Although we will not be here this Monday, Memorial Day. 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. But bless his heart, Big Ed puts all of our shows on podcast for your dining and dancing pleasure. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top, and there you go. Pick your show. You'll know who the guest is ahead of time. You'll know the top 10. What more in life do you need? OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, a new Fox News poll is out, and not surprisingly, people are turning towards a positive view of the southern border wall. Now 50%, according to the Fox poll, favor the wall, getting that wall built. 46% oppose. Why is there a change? Well, here's where the shift is coming from. White people, Republicans, Democrats, blacks, all of those groups are starting to, are moving towards a favoring of building the border wall. It says here also that while more voters think immigrants help this country and make it a better place, a large minority say they hurt the country and make it worse. Now, that's not illegal or legal, just says immigrants here. 48% think it makes it a better place to live. 39% think it makes it a worse place to live. I think they are thinking more of the people crashing the border on the southern end when they say that. But it's a very interesting poll. In the meantime, I wanted to mention very briefly before we go to our top 10 that the media is getting slapped, getting its hand slapped for its fawning attention of Biden. For instance, amid growing crime rates that are you know, all over the place, when they get a chance to talk with Biden, they ask him what flavor ice cream. That just happened again, you know? Not about the virus, not about the southern border, not about the growing crime rates. They were asking him about, what kind of ice cream were you eating He was eating chocolate chip ice cream. Who cares?
I mean, literally, they asked him that.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, I make fun and
I'm
say they
kidding.
Asked him.
They asked him, what flavor ice cream were you having? With all these other things going on, I would... If I saw my journalist doing that, when he got back to the office, I'd fire him. Say, you had a chance, you were in front of Joe Biden, you asked him what flavor ice cream.
Yeah, but I guarantee the producers back at the stations, these are probably the questions they want answered.
I guess.
To keep it light and keep in the good graces of one Joe Biden.
Well, it makes you sick. And you know, people aren't stupid. They can see
it's
the way...
It's no longer journalism anymore.
No,
they're
not journalists.
Yeah.
I mean, advocates.
I mean, because a real journalist would say, what is Kamala doing 10 feet behind you all the time when she can't find the border? I mean, shouldn't she be down there? Is she doing anything else but shadowing you?
It's just unbelievable. I would think that people are going to see through it.
Eventually.
Yeah. Before we get to our top 10, Ed, our beloved Lightning have made it to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs by beating the Florida Panthers. And I guess, are they still awaiting to see who they're going to play?
Well, we know the next step is the Carolina Hurricane.
Oh, the Carolina Hurricanes won.
Yeah, Carolina won.
I did not know if they won last night.
That was late last night in overtime. Past your bedtime.
Yes, it probably was. So okay, so we're
waiting on the date.
Okay.
In fact, it should be coming over soon. If I had to guess, I'd say probably Sunday.
That soon?
Yeah, I would say Sunday night. And the Amalie Arena or the Tampa Bay Lightning have already said this next round of the playoffs, attendance will go from 10,000 to 13,500.
Oh, good.
You know, that's...
More the merrier.
About 6,000 short. What is the difference?
Why don't you just go to allow them all in?
What is the difference?
Right. Now, when they are there, do they wear masks? Are they supposed to?
It is optional. And if you, again, if you're not vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask.
Okay.
The thing I'm wondering is, with all these people that are sitting home collecting checks, and a lot of the Lightning staff and workers were all furloughed when the virus came out, do they have enough staff at the arena for 20,000 people?
That's a good point.
The concession stands and stuff like that.
Right.
Because you don't want to open up, you know, understaffed and then it becomes a bad
and
scene.
I'm sure that they're aware of
so
that.
So maybe that's part of the sure. reason as they hire people back. I don't know.
Now, the series is going to start in Carolina because Carolina has a higher seed.
Correct.
So the first two games will be there. And you're probably right. Today being Friday, they may indeed start on Sunday. I don't think they'd start on a Monday for some reason.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot going on. You got baseball during the day, so they can pretty much have a night game.
Are our beloved Rays still in first place?
Oh yes, they are. How about yesterday? They won again 7-2, I think it was.
Wow!
So they're back in the winning ways, and
they won like 11 of their last 13 games. It's
the more
amazing.
The drama is actually unfolding off the field than on the field, with the mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Kreisman, and Tampa Bay owner Stu Sternberg. Who Rick Kreisman thinks that Stu Sternberg has done some illegal stuff with the minorities' ownership and some hanky panky going on, and he refuses to talk to him until he's cleared. So, in other words, presumed guilty until innocent.
Oh well, this is really turning into a mess.
So
it's turning into a mess.
Sternberg said, "Well, if you don't want to talk to me, hey yo, Tampa, let's talk again." Now Tampa and the Lightning are talking again. Mayor Jane Castor are talking with the Lightning.
I see.
So,
I don't want to hold my breath on a new stadium, Ed. I don't care. I don't want to hold my breath.
I think something happens, but I don't think it happens in St. Pete.
You don't?
I think they'll give him the stadium he wants in Ybor, but it'll come at the fact that it can't be a halftime thing. It can't be part here, and it can't be part... Who's gonna
vote to pay for all of that money?
They'll find a way.
Okay. All right. It's time for our top 10, Ed. I think we have a good one. I want to see if you know who's number one. This comes from Parade Magazine. You ever read Parade Magazine on a Sunday, Ed? You remember that magazine? Anyway.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. These are the top 10 greatest action movie heroines. Here we go. Number 10. The character Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. Did you see The Hunger Games, Ed?
You know, I saw the first one.
Jennifer Lawrence starred.
Yes, yeah.
Did you like it?
It's okay.
Okay. Well, she did three of them, I think.
Yes.
Number nine. The bride in the movie Kill Bill. It was played by Uma Thurman back in 2003, 2004. I kind of remember it.
It's an awful movie.
It wasn't a bad movie? Yeah. Well, I don't remember it that much. Number eight. Dorothy Gale. You don't know who that is, do you?
No.
She was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. The okay. Wizard of Oz, 1939. Number seven. Yu Shu Lin. It's, do you remember the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yeah, the Kung Fu movies?
Yes, it was.
Were. Okay.
And Michelle Yeoh played the character, and it was made in 2000, and indeed, it was a very good movie. It was very well received. Number six. Diana, the Wonder Woman.
Mm.
The whole series of Wonder Women. And Gal Gadot plays the character. Okay, number five. You remember Pam Grier?
Yes.
The black actress?
Yes, very good.
Pam Grier in everything, it says here.
Really?
Pam Grier in everything. She gets fifth place. She played a whole bunch of different characters back in the 70s. She was one of those, I guess, would you call her one of the first... Anyway, she was a good one. Number four, Leia Organa. Do you know who Leia Organa is?
No.
Princess Leia in the Star Wars saga.
Okay.
Princess Leia.
And Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher played the character, indeed. Number three, Sarah Connor. Do you remember her?
Terminator.
Good for you. That's exactly right. Oh, I'm impressed. And it was played by who? Do you know? Linda Hamilton.
Yes.
Linda Hamilton. And she was good.
Mm.
She looked like a rough, tough guy. Yep. I must say, she fit the bill.
I think she's in the latest one, too. I'm not sure.
She should be. All right. Number two. You remember Ellen Ripley?
Yes.
Okay. And
sounds
what?
Sounds familiar.
The Alien.
Oh,
Ellen Ripley.
Yes.
Okay. And you know who the star was? Sigourney Weaver?
Weaver, yes. Yeah.
She was good. Mm-hmm. She deserves to be in the top.
A little too manly for my taste. But
really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Too manly. Interesting. All right, Ed. We're at number one. Do you have any idea who the number one greatest action movie heroine is?
Pee-wee Herman.
How did you know? Roll the drum. Imperator Furiosa from the Mad Max movie. Charlize Theron.
Oh, gosh.
It was Mad Max Fury Road, 2015. Did you see it?
No, but she's got my vote.
She was good.
Oh, she's good in everything.
Yeah, but she was really good in this one, I must say.
Good in everything.
Fury Road, nonstop violence that advocated for peace. Okay. Thanks so much. Everybody have a wonderful memorial and a safe one. And we will be back on Tuesday. But remember, freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Americans are getting out in pre-pandemic numbers this holiday weekend.
We've all got our shots and we're ready to go.
I'm Jim Crisula along I-77 in Fancy Gap, Virginia. Leah White is among the masses traveling this Memorial Day weekend.
I'm not worried about traffic. I'm not worried about the price of gas. It's just time to get away.
White and her family are heading from home in southern Illinois to a cabin rental in the North Carolina mountains.
Despite the surge, travel experts say